3, 2, 1, and dun, 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 you're live.
Good evening and welcome to Chasing Prophecy on UPRN Talk Radio 107.7 FM New Orleans, where we discuss anything and everything beyond the scope of normal. Remember to like us on Facebook, now on Instagram and Rumble. I'm Jenny Nicasio, along with my co-hosts, Sean Kelly and Jason Iapetro from Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. They're part of a group of passionate paranormal investigators who are interested in hearing your unusual ghostly story. Any kind of activity in your home or business, they have high-tech equipment that'll pick up what the human eye can't. Together with their team of professional paranormal investigators, they will gather the evidence they find and they'll put it on a CD for you. I think it's pretty cool, or a flash drive. You can find Pittsburgh Paranormal on their Facebook page, Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. Drop them a message, or you can find them on chasingprophecyradio.com. Happy, what is that, week before Christmas, you guys? Ready for Christmas?
Yes.
I am.
I am, especially with this snow, the beautiful white snow in western PA. It's pretty beautiful.
Absolutely.
It was intense going to work.
Oh, I bet. I don't want to drive in it. No, thank you.
What did we get, like 8 inches last night or something like that? I think we ended up.
I thought we had about a foot. Well, I don't know. What about you, Sean?
About 10 inches we got.
You think about 10? And so you guys ready? Yeah. Are you ready for Christmas? Fun.
All as ready as we're going to be, you know, still got to do shopping.
I'm not. Due to this bullshit COVID, my son's not going to come home for Christmas.
Aww.
And this is the first time in 30 years that he would not be home for Christmas. And I'm pissed.
Yeah. it's rough. Not,
it is.
That's rough.
And so... we're going to do the best we can.
That's all you can do,
That's all. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. That's
it. Do you guys have any special traditions, Jason?
Big thing for us was always St. Nicholas Day, believe it or not. I think it was, December, last weekend? I think it was, growing up, my dad on St. Nicholas Day would put up his little tree about, a foot and a half tall. There'd be just, a little something under it, And that's definitely going to be a tradition I keep, going with when as my son gets older, so how about you?
Oh, we just have that big Italian Christmas Eve dinner. Well, we used to do, what was it, 9 fishes? I'm not really sure. We just cut it down to calamari and some shrimp and a big seafood pasta. Yeah, that's all we usually do. What about you, Sean?
It's my mother's birthday on Christmas.
Oh, that's special.
Yes, and so we have a Christmas birthday party for her on Christmas Eve.
Well, that's great. That's awesome. I love Christmas. What's your favorite Christmas movie, Sean?
It's A Wonderful Life. It's
exactly the same as mine.
Yes. Ebenezer Scrooge.
Figures Ebenezer.
I'm going to go against the grain here a little bit. My favorite Christmas movie is Santa's Sleigh.
Santa's Sleigh?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah. It's,
me neither.
Yeah, check it out. It's like a horror flick.
Figures. Sort of like, what's that, Crankle or something? That one that's really...
Krampus.
No, that guy scares me. That really scares me.
Santa's Sleigh and what's the other one called? American... oh, I can't think of the name.
Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase?
No, it's another
horror
American
one.
Horror Christmas or something like that. It's
was Christmas it on horror the American story. Horror Show?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, my son likes that one. Yeah. I'm with Sean with A Wonderful Life, and I think because of Clarence, he's a little the angel, Clarence.
Yes.
And my all-time favorite is the Mary and Joseph story with the angel, Archangel Gabriel. And that has to be the hardest job he had, Gabriel, to tell Mary that she was going to be the mother of the Messiah. So that had to be the hardest job. And I think that's one of the wonderful stories. And I always like to watch the Christmas story. It's usually on Amazon Prime because of Gabriel. And that leads us to our guest tonight. She is quite she knows quite a lot about Gabriel, I think, and she claims to have been visited by the Archangel. But before we get started, I have to thank my good friends at Audible. Christmas is the perfect time to give it a try. And you can try it with my Christmas story, Rocky the Rockefeller Christmas Tree, that's available on Amazon Audible. And you can download that and listen. Your little ones can listen to it as many times as they want. And all the Christmas specials, there's a lot of books in the holiday spirit that you can listen to. And on Rocky, I love how the narrator actually acts out all the scenes. And he does that, and all the narrators do that on all the Audible. They pretty much act them out. So, but you can download the titles and listen to them offline anytime, anywhere. The app is free. It can be installed in all your smartphones and tablets. And you can listen on all your devices. And you can go back and listen over and over. If you can't decide what to listen, don't worry. Your credits add up. So, but I want you to take a, try on the premium Audible. And you can go to Audible. You can go to www.audibletrial.com. I think that's a black backslash. Chasing Prophecy Radio. Give it a try. But getting back to our guest tonight, for decades she's been drawn inspiration and guidance from the angelic dimension. I just love that. And she studied with some of the world's greatest wisdom teachers. Her mission in life is to bring heaven to earth. I think that's beautiful. And she believes we are here to create peace in our lives and our communities. Shanta Gabriel has been an energy healer for almost 40 years. She's the author of Gabriel's Messages and teacher. Her life is devoted to bringing heaven and earth by embodying the divine light. I love it, Shanta. So welcome to
Good
Chasing
evening.
Prof. We're just so glad to
Thanks
have
so
you.
much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's such a perfect time to have you on the show around Christmas, and I think you're going to bring a lot to the show tonight. So, I want to know, how has Gabriel play? How did everybody knows the story? I just said a little bit about how Gabriel was the messenger angel to Mary, but can you give us a little bit more about that story that we might not know, or you want to just add something to it?
Well, what I would add is that Gabriel has been on the earth and has shown up in many different situations. And when there was time for a transformation to happen, he shows up. And so I'm imagining that he's available for us even in this time. But he was the one that brought God to Muhammad. He was the one that helped the Jews escape through the Red Sea by helping to part the Red Sea. He was there for that. And obviously that he was there for Mary too. And I it's yeah, I can't even imagine how that must have been for her to have
Yeah.
that
That's
experience.
a lot to take in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
Yes.
lot.
It was a lot just to take in, just having his presence for me too. And he's becoming much more available than not just special people anymore. So
Yeah.
it's
You were you I read a little bit about that you were visited by Gabriel when you were doing a massage or getting a massage.
Well, that was actually Michael. And yes, I was giving a massage because I've been a massage therapist and an energy healer for a long, long time. And so Archangel Michael actually was the first archangel that showed up to me. And it was in a massage. I was right at the very end of the massage. And what I do is hold hands and just send light down a body. So that as I was sending light down the body, I felt this vibration, this kind of rumbling that was in the whole room was vibrating, and it got brighter and brighter and brighter. And I had my eyes closed because, it was a
Yeah.
special time, and so I was on my knees behind her head, and fortunately she just kind of slept through the whole thing. But I'm from California, so whenever there's rumbling and the earth shaking, you always think earthquake,
Yeah.
and in this situation, I was living in Hawaii, and so it wasn't, it wasn't that. I knew it wasn't that, and usually the sun didn't come into the room like that. So I kind of cracked my eyes open, and there was this massive presence at the end of the table, huge. And when I asked who it was, he said he was Archangel Michael, which to me was like, nah. That doesn't happen. That
Right.
not to why would he be here? And so I just kind of went, I'm busy. Come, thank you for sharing. Goodbye. And I tried. That was my response to having an archangel show up. And I just let it happen. He kept showing up for about a year in my massage room. And my training had been that if we are wanting to merge with our divinity, that if you get really caught up in your visions, because they are a part of spiritual awakening, they come to everybody. But if you get really caught up in them, it's distracting. That was the training that I received from my teacher. And so I didn't want to get distracted at, and so I just let it go. And about a year later, or about maybe just a year and a quarter later, I was meditating in my living room, and I had one of those experiences again, where the whole room started to vibrate, and it became really, really golden. And there was this massive presence in my room, and the same with Michael too. They were so huge that their wings went out the ceiling, and I had high ceilings, so it was just remarkable. But the thing about Gabriel was that I could see his eyes, and they melted my heart with love.
Wow.
And it was just so profound and so beautiful that I just surrendered. And then he told me that he had ways to teach me how to receive messages. And so then that began this whole relationship, and that was in 1990. So that's how long it's been going on, and it's
Wow.
not quite as dramatic like that anymore, but the messages are there, and there it's available, and I teach people how to receive. So it's part of the I think it's what they want us to do. They want us to be more receptive. They want us to take the time to be quiet enough to listen.
So
So but I'm
when
sorry.
you first saw, you said you see now I would be like, I would be terrified if I saw this,
Right.
big, right,
Michael was a
guys?
little terrifying. Yes, he was. But not Gabriel.
No. Sean, go
So
ahead. You were
anyway,
going to
did you
say
ever
something. I
wonder
interrupted
why?
you.
Yeah, Santa, when did you realize that, or how did you ever ask Gabriel why he chose you?
Good question.
That's a good one
Wow.
too.
I've never I've never actually, I don't remember that I've ever asked that question specifically. I know that I did receive some sort of an answer with that. Was because I had already spent about 7 years in in a spiritual community, and also with a teacher. And so I had been meditating for a long time, and I was receptive. That was and I had gotten very refined energy system, because I had worked as an energy healer. So that those two things make it possible to receive. But now is that was back a long time ago, and this the time we're in right now is a full-on awakening for everyone. So anybody can do this if they just
Really? I like to do that. That'd be pretty cool.
Interesting. So do you
I can teach that.
so do you think that there's like a like so Michael appeared first and then Gabriel. So do you think there that was like on purpose for a specific reason, or it just happened to be that way?
Well, I since have found out that Archangel Michael was designated as the awakener of this time. He sort of watches over the earth during this really special time of awakening. And so he's kind of designated as that for, I think it was like 500 years or 1,000 years or something. I don't, you know, these kind of things are not the questions I ask, but I heard that through the Rudolf Steiner group that they had said that he was designated as that. So I, what I think was that was kind of a testing the waters, perhaps, you know, and I was not receptive to that one. He was scary.
yeah, he's a tough one.
Yeah.
So you say Michael's scary? Like, is he like a tough guy? I mean, of course he fought.
What'd you say, Sean? Did you say something too?
No, I just agreed with you about how Michael was real powerful.
Very powerful, and that whole energy with the vibrating and so strong, and you know everything. It was just a bit much. And plus I was busy. I really was busy. You know, there was a person on my table, you know, so I wouldn't want to yell or anything like that.
Perfect timing.
Do you have to call when, like, they say when you're in danger, you should call upon him. But then I heard other people, like teachers, they always say, no, you have to ask Christ first before you can call upon Michael. Is there any truth to that? Do you know? I mean, have you?
It hasn't been my experience. I've given Archangel Michael permission to protect me, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, Christ is a protector as well. You know, it's what we resonate with, you know, and I think that's the important thing is what does your heart say, and you know, what do you feel close to?
Yeah, I had a call upon him one time. It was a windy day. We were driving on, it's called Route 130 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and it was just a normal day, and I don't know why I did it, but I said, I'm glad I did it. I always get in the car, and I told my son, I always get in the car, and I ask Archangel Michael to protect us, and I said, I forgot to ask him, so I go, Archangel, will you please, Michael, will you please protect us, and I am not kidding you, a tree, fell into our line of vision. My son, thank God he's good at video games, because he maneuvered it out, and we both were like shaking. Oh my God, I just asked him to protect us, and we almost got killed, you know, and he did. It was like all of a sudden we got out of the way in time. I believe you should ask.
That's a miracle. That's for sure.
It was a miracle, I think, because we probably would end up, who knows, but yeah, I like to call upon him. But he's the one that protects you. Okay, Gabriel, I don't know why I think of Gabriel as being feminine. I don't know why.
Lots of people do, you know, and that's not the way that they've, you know, shown up for me, but other people fully see Gabriel as Gabrielle, that, you know, this very feminine presence. So they don't really have bodies. They don't have genders. They show up like we most require, you know, that they can do anything like that, you know.
Yeah, they can.
It's sort of like what you think they would look like, maybe.
I think so. I needed big wings, you know, and I needed gold light, you know, and all that shimmer, you know, and I needed my heart melted too. So they provide that.
That's probably their way to show you that, you know, they're the real deal, and, you know, make you comfortable with them.
I believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So how many archangels are there?
There are numerous ones, and I'm really familiar with eight, and that be seven different chakras, and then a feminine archangel that is the counterpart or feminine presence that goes with Gabriel, and her name is Hope, and she, it was only just like 2 years ago that she showed herself to me, and she said that Hope is one of the biggest missing elements on the earth right now, and that people really needed Hope, and so part of her work in the world right now is building a new foundation of hope for us all.
Wow. Sean?
Yes. With all this bad stuff going on right now on Earth, Don't you think, do you think maybe Gabriel's having a hard time trying to get the word across to be peaceful?
Well, you know, it does take receptivity, and people have to be willing to listen and have their hearts open. So a lot of people don't have their hearts open or their minds open to alternatives. But
okay. Now, do you think there's a big war going on in heaven right now between the angels? No.
Why would they do that?
Who knows with this world nowadays? Who knows what's going on up there?
I know. It's just, you know, in my, I think we kind of get what we focus on, you know. So all of the dealings I've ever had with any of the archangels have all been peaceful or and powerful, but you know, a sense of well-being, illuminated consciousness, insight, inspiration.
I think Sean maybe met like the angels. Are they fighting against evil? Is the devil awake? Is he in heaven? Is he on earth? Where is he? Are they fighting? I think is that what you meant, Sean?
Yeah, pretty close to it.
A war in heaven. I couldn't imagine why there would be. I can see that they are really strong, and I think the light is stronger than the dark, and they represent light on every level. And that's pretty much all that Gabriel's almost ever talked about to me. You know, from the very beginning, he's talked about divine light and the power of light and how we can use light to change the world and to change our lives and to you know, the one thing that he said, the one thing that we, you know, I just noticed that my camera wasn't on. The one thing that he said that we could all do to really change the world or change our consciousness was to send light, you know, to receive light into our hearts, receive light into our lives, and send light to any situation or relationship or, you know, person that, you know, areas that need help, all need light. And divine light is a powerful, it's like a living substance that holds God's intelligence and divine love. So those qualities of consciousness are really what can change the world. And so the more we focus, what we focus on, we manifest.
So let me ask this. It seems to me like nowadays more and more people are not like seeing the light, not as religious and things like that. Do you think at some point the angels are just going to be like, all right, we've had enough, and then just some like cataclysmic event to make people see? Do you think that that's something that might happen like down the road?
I think they already have. I think that there has been, you know, the cataclysmic events that were prophesied and have been for centuries, could those things have been mitigated to a certain extent. They did happen, but not as horribly as it was ever prophesied. And so there's just, I think that there's a, there, the scales,
like,
you know,
like a balance.
The balance has tipped towards the light, and what we're seeing, why it seems so dark and so awful right now, is just because, you know, light and divine love pushes to the surface everything that does not vibrate on that frequency. And so we're seeing everything that's like up in the air, you know, and our job is to really hold light and hold love and stay in that presence with ourselves. Sending light is a really excellent way of being able to do that. But I think our job is to be here as in our hearts as much as possible and hold the light up for all that's beautiful and all that's in harmony. And those, you know, and really those are important. It's not just, you know, It's not the bad stuff that's so important. It's like this is a part of a process of awakening, and you know, this is what's where we are right now.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Sounds lovely. How would you teach somebody to do that? How would you teach them to give light, like you're saying?
You know, it's every morning I have a little process that I do. So I'm sure you guys know that we have these energy centers in our bodies, chakras. That are, the chakras that work on a really subtle level. And everyone has them. And they represent these qualities of consciousness in each of those energy centers. And there's an archangel that's represented in each of them as well. That's one of the things that they have taught me, and that's been just such a gift. So every morning what I do is just like call in light, call in divine light, you know, and I call in light from the highest source there is, and I ask the light to fully embody this human form and anchor light and love on the planet. And I just bring light into each of the centers, remembering what quality that they have, because, you know, for instance, in the crown, we have wisdom, and the third eye, or, you know, is insight and inspiration and illumination. I call it three eyes in the third eye. And that's Archangel Uriel, who is the Archangel of Light, you know? And so then our throat chakra has to do with expression of creativity and compassion. And the angel of compassion is Archangel Zadkiel, and he's there so that we can give more compassion for ourselves, because we really have a lot of compassion that we can offer, but most of the time we don't give as much to ourselves as we really require for happiness. And then coming into the heart, and the heart chakra is so important right now, because there's been a lot of studies that have shown that the heart has more wisdom than the brain, actually. You know, so the heart is the one that impulses the brain, and so a lot of the insight comes through the heart, and it's been, and so, and Heart Math is one of those organizations. It's a nonprofit. It's been scientific organization. It's been studying the heart for 25 years or 30 years. So it's amazing just to go to heartmath.org and see all the studies and what the heart really does. But it has a resilience, and it's held by Archangel Raphael, who's the Archangel of Healing and Love. Wow. And so when we put our hands on our heart, we're actually activating that level of heart's compassion and love and healing power of the light. So we're bringing this light all the way through each of these chakras, you know. And Archangel Michael is in the solar plexus, which is, you know, that's our power center, you know. So mm-hmm. So this warm golden light that he brings into our power centers, like the sun, and its confidence and courage. You know, we need courage to live in a world that's looking like it is right now, so that we don't lose hope. Yeah. And so it's a really, really good thing to bring into your consciousness every day, to remember that's what we're here. We're needed. You know, people really need our ability to remember kindness and to remember love and healing. And then Archangel Gabriel works through the second chakra, the Svadhisthana, that he is there for creativity and balance. And one of the things he always says is that you can ask him for creative solutions.
Now, which one, you know, is that? So what's his name?
Archangel Gabriel is in the second
chakra. For creativity? Mm-hmm. I'll have to remember
creativity.
That.
That's interesting.
Yep. And so bringing creative solutions into every... You know, try that sometime, because that's a kind of a fun thing to do. You know, because if you look at something and there's just, no matter how hopeless it looks or how weird it is, he says there's always a creative solution. It's just beyond what we imagine. And so he helps with that. And then, and the base of the spine is Archangel Sandalphon, whose presence is about well-being. And so he's really helping us to bring more well-being through us and for the planet. And then I always go way below my feet to what I call the Earth Star, and connect to that Earth presence as well as the higher self, which is the soul star above our heads. Every day we're creating this alignment that is really important. And Archangel Gabriel talks about alignment and allowing and acceptance as our three A's, a really important thing to remember. Those things require our ability to stay true to ourselves.
Wow.
Wow, that's a lot of good information.
Yeah.
Too much, I'm sorry.
No, not at all.
But that is that, you know, to bring light in every day like that. So then you're filled with light and you have a container. Your aura is this whole container. And you just fill up your whole being with light. And we, you know, our presence goes out for at least an arm's length, you know. And so I just make sure that I have this full container around me and it's filled with light. And that helps me kind of stay in a loving space.
Yeah, it usually helps like other people out too. You know, like when you're nearby, like people just would feel better.
Yeah. That's true. It's true.
We all could use a little bit of that.
We all can. And so for us to be, who have just a little bit more awareness, then that's really important to be able to hold that frequency, because the frequencies really change things. They are catalysts for change.
I was reading on your website about the messages. Now, do you get a message every day, or is it just... It just come to you whenever.
For a period of time, for several years, I did get a message every single day. And my book, The Gabriel Messages, is based on that. And I have a card set that's based on that. But then it's not so every day now. You know, it's not so every day now, but you can, you know, it's like asking your higher self, okay, asking God, what does my soul want me to know today? Mm-hmm. You know, and then getting that. I usually feel it if there's like a creative juice flowing, you know, and there's like an altered state that happens. And so I take longer for my meditation then.
Did they ever, come to you with like personal messages, whether it's for you or somebody you may know, like a message like, hey, you need to know this, or we're trying to get to so-and-so, can you please share this with them, kind of thing?
Not so much for others, but I mean, for that kind of thing, you have to tell them. I can, when I'm with somebody or with, you know, in a reading or something, I usually will receive messages for them that way.
Okay.
How do you do an angel reading? How do you do that? Is that just the same as like a psychic reading?
I wouldn't call it psychic because it's way more spiritual than that. So it's a higher level of openness to be able to receive from that higher source energy. So it's not just coming from inside me. It's an alignment with higher source working on me.
Do you read with the angel cards?
I have had angel cards. I have my angel card that I read with. Yes. Yeah. So I think that there's cards that can be really helpful. I think that we all need greater insight, and sometimes taking a card can like change your perspective, and then you have a little bit more clarity. You want me to take
I was just thinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't prepare for that. Let me just, I'll just walk behind me. I'll get them.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her and I didn't want to, I should have asked her before the show, but I didn't.
Well, we got Christmas and eggnog and all those things on our minds.
Right. And Archangel Gabriel. So these, this is, I can you?
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Yes, my publisher chose that picture of Gabriel that's on, I think it's an Irish church. Mm. It's a stained glass window. Okay, so shall I just say what would be the best message for people to hear right now tonight?
Best message.
It says loving others in their own chosen path is setting the energy that you want in your world. So it's like, cool. You may not have to stay with the person, or that it may not be somebody that you want to be with, but loving them in their path, even if it's not your path, is what we need to do, really, right? And so that's one idea. And I guess we need another one too, because that, we want to give loving kindness to others. That is something that is just so important for the earth right now. So important for everyone. Everyone needs that much right now.
We do.
The one thing that we can do is just, be kind. And then a full relationship with your higher self is possible when you give yourself time to receive from the deepest resources of your being.
Wow.
So it's like giving yourself time every day to receive from these deep places that are open inside you and can be filled with the divine light and give you what you require. Also, we're filling up our cup with love so that we can also offer that to others. But it comes with us. It's like that, put your oxygen mask on first, so you have to really be ready. And so I usually make sure that I have a certain amount of time after I get up before I have to go somewhere or do something.
How's that, like,
that's interesting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, do you do a lot of that through like the meditation, like to really hone in on that? Is that the best way?
For me it is. Yes. Yeah. Okay. It is. So I think being still, sometimes we just have, we're so busy, and just being still, even if you just take 3 or 4 deep, deep breaths and close your eyes and just come in back into your heart for a moment, it can change your whole day. It really does make a difference.
Wow.
I'm going to have to try that.
I was gonna see. Do you mind if I throw out the phone number if anybody wants to get a card reading?
Well, there isn't a phone per se.
I was gonna see if I can ask.
Oh, your phone? Oh, yeah, you mean now? Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If there's anybody out there listening that would like to get a card reading from Shanta, the call-in number for the station is 504-273-7379. That's 504-273-7379. If you want to get a quick reading. Yeah. Hey, can you pull a card for me?
I certainly can. I certainly can.
I'm always trying to communicate with my angels, but
yeah. So just say, what does Jen need to know right now?
Yeah, what do I need to know right now?
Oh, this is one of the most beautiful ones. I love this one. It says, walk in beauty, live in trust, and know the benevolent love of God guides your way.
Cool.
I got a chill on that one.
I did too.
I got a chill. Damn.
I did.
Me too.
Santa, can you do one for me?
Sure. Is that Sean?
Yes.
Okay.
That didn't sound good.
I got two, so I got two. I'm like, okay. Oh, so Sean, it says, take time to bless that which you have and ask for what you want.
Ooh. Ooh. So, what about me next?
Okay, so it's really important to remember that we, when we, you know, everybody wants abundance and they're asking for what they need, and so recognizing that we have already so much, that all that we have received and all that we've learned and brought us to where we are right now, and that's important because now we can have a choice. And so when you bless something, it sends energy. It confers energy upon the object that you're asking. So blessing is like a really important tool, because raises frequency when you bless something. It sends energy. So you bless what you have, and say thank you, because gratitude also raises your frequency, and ask for what you want, because really truly, I've heard that the angels are just waiting for us to ask, and that they have not, they don't want to interfere. And so we really do need to ask. And if we're just focused on terrible things all the time, the universe thinks that we like that and want more of that, you know. So we need to focus on what it is that we really truly want to receive, and allow that to come. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, this is for Joe.
Jason.
I'm looking up at the top, and I've seen Joe Mataldo. So
that's the station producer owner.
Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. So it says, true wisdom and pure love go hand in hand. You must love all of yourself before true wisdom takes root inside.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, okay.
I like that one.
So all those parts of ourselves that aren't exactly up to snuff and what we really want, that's what we'd like for us to be. You know, we have to love those parts too, because we're all growing. You know, we that's why we have a body, is to learn. And so we're here for that.
Cool. Thank you.
That's lovely.
And you're so lovable.
You're so much love. Yeah, Jason.
You're making me blush. I'm turning as red as my shirt.
So is it true that angels are more prevalent in this time of year for people to see them, or is that just a myth?
No, and I just got chicken skin. So that chill bit, you know, that they in Hawaii they call it chicken skin, when you get the little chills. That's truth. That's like there. That's the divine working in us. And as soon as you said that, I just got it's like, yeah. So I really people think about angels more at Christmas time, and if we're thinking about them, they're coming closer and they're closer.
My mom loves angels. Like, she had like curio cabinets full of angel statues, and she even had a giant mural of one painted in one of her bedrooms of her house.
Wow!
And yeah, I think she actually just messaged me. I think she said she's trying to call in for a card.
Oh, is she trying? Let me see if I can see her.
Yeah.
You want a card for your mom?
Well, I think she's calling in the station. She messaged me, so we'll see if she answers. It comes through.
Yeah, I don't see anybody in the green room. I don't see anybody.
Well, how about if I just take a card for your mom?
All right. That'll work.
There you go.
We love it that she loves angels.
Yeah. Wait, there she is right there. She just popped up.
She's on.
Hi.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
How are you guys?
Hi, hello. Welcome.
That's my mother. Chris.
Yeah, I'm welcome. Calling in to see the angel angel card reading.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. So
very interesting.
What you have says gratitude opens the door to feeling God's love. So If ever our heart's not open, gratitude, even if it's a stretch, is a really important thing to do, because it raises our frequencies. And so gratitude is one of those most wonderful attributes to carry. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to be grateful, but we can be grateful that our heart's beating, or that we don't have to tell our stomach to digest. You know, it's like those things. We can get really, really basic if we can't see anything in our outer world to be grateful for. But
sure.
I'm pretty sure that you're a grateful kind of a person. Yes. Anybody that has a yes. mural of an angel on their wall.
Oh. Oh, my God, yes, I do. Yes, I do have an angel mural on my spare bedroom wall.
Oh, that's so cool.
Holding a child. And I do have a picture in here that my sister painted for me years ago of an angel carrying my son to heaven, up the stairwell to heaven. So, yes, I do have a mural in my spare room that was painted by a 15-year-old years ago. And it's beautiful, and I will not paint over it.
Oh, I wouldn't.
And my office here is geared towards my son that has passed away as well. I have a bust of Jesus, my son's pictures, the painting that my sister did for me, the angel holding my son. Yeah, I truly believe in all that, and I truly believe if you're open to it, they come through to you and show you at different times, you know, that they're with you.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Exactly.
That's really nice.
Yes. I've had some experiences with certain things over the years with, I'll give you on my son's death date one time. And he sent a white feather to me when I was getting ready to go to work. And then I do cleaning of homes and stuff. So when we were at a client's home at the time, too, her house is spotless. There's never nothing on anywhere. And I found another white feather that day. So, yes, I truly believe that they're there with you, and they do come back to you from time to time. They're not always around us, but they do make their appearance.
I think that is the minute we think of them, they're around us. Because they're just letting us know that they're here. And white feathers are really interesting, too. And that's, I think that's one of the things that is just a kind of a precious little thing to ask for a sign. I had a friend that said whenever she starts to doubt whether angels are with her, she, as soon as she starts to doubt, she'll find a white feather. And I said, oh, I'd like that, you know. And then, surely enough, right at my feet, there wasn't a white feather. And so that happens.
Yes, it does. And today when I was working with the one girl that works for me, we were cleaning this lady's house, and I was vacuuming up her basement. And all of a sudden, there was a white feather laying there. I mean, yeah, it does. It comes from time to time.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. I had just a recent experience in September. Well, actually, it was in July. My landlords told me that their daughter was going to move into the house where I was living. So I needed to move out. They told me on my birthday. So it's kind of an interesting thing. And I walked back in the house, and I'm kind of like shocked, you know, I'm thinking, wow, what am I going to do with this? You know, and then I thought, well, you know what? It's my birthday, so this must be a huge gift. And then as soon as I said that, there was a feather on the floor right in front of me in my bedroom. You know, so it's like, how did a feather just come into my bedroom? I don't know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, yes. And as it turns out, my best friend on the other side of the country invited me to come live in her cottage. And so in September, I drove across from California to Massachusetts by myself. And it was, just, you know, it felt like there was a, I was supported the whole way in really beautiful ways.
I have a question real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Go ahead.
Is it, you know how people say that when they see a cardinal, It's a messenger, like an angel or their loved ones. Do you believe that?
I've never heard that about a cardinal, but I mean that we are always receiving signs and signals and synchronicity, to let us know that we're not alone. And I think that, if that is a belief, they'll use anything to wake us up, so that's a great one. And they're beautiful.
They
Yeah,
are.
that's it.
They are very, especially against the snow outside, they're beautiful.
Oh
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness.
Very
Absolutely.
beautiful.
You talk about birds. There was one time when my younger son was here with me, and it always happens either on my son's birthday or his death date. And I had a hummingbird feeder down in the yard, but this one particular day when my youngest son Jonathan was here, this bird, a little hummingbird, flew up right in front of me, maybe about a foot away from my face, and just fluttered there. And Jonathan's like, "That's weird." I says, "No, it's just a sign of what today is, and my son's letting me know he's here."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do believe birds too, on certain birds or certain giants. Yes.
Definitely.
Oh yeah, big time.
So I just decided to take one more while we're talking about this, and it said, "There is never a time when you are not wrapped in wings of pure love."
Oh, I like that.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's
It's
yeah, it
beautiful,
is.
especially this time of
Very
year.
much so.
Yeah.
Definitely.
It's a shame I can't show you the mural, though, because it goes from the ceiling to the floor, from wall to wall.
It's pretty
But
big.
I mean, like I said, years ago, 15-year-old paint drew it and painted it from a statue that I had. If
Wow.
you can see it, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful piece. And that's
15.
my angel room. Yeah. Yeah. And
Yeah.
that's my angel room because I have the angels in there.
Sure,
So,
there's a lot
yes,
of
I do
them. Thank you
that.
for sharing that. Oh, that's interesting. Thank you.
Yeah, thank
Yeah,
you.
thanks for sharing that with us.
Yes, no problem.
So, Shanta, we're coming to the close, pretty close to time we have to get off, but what would you tell somebody right now, since it is Christmas and Gabriel is a big part of Christmas? What kind of like a message that you could give us to send us off with?
Myself?
No,
For
me.
Shanta.
Okay,
So,
I'm sorry.
that's okay.
But this is, well, thank you. Well, he's saying that in that there's never a time when you're alone, no matter how you felt. It's like there's this is the they are here. That especially Archangel Gabriel at this time of the year is super available. It takes a desire and a preparation, so giving yourself time to receive and also to take the time to be grateful for what you have and call a creative solution into any area of your life that seems to be troublesome right now, because there is always a solution, and it's just going to be very, very different than what you imagined. So
I think
asking
that's a
for.
great thing that you just said, because there's a lot of
Yes.
people that can't be with their family this year.
I know.
Right, just about everybody.
So I think that's great.
It is everybody. And I've really not had a family to be with for a very, very long time. And one of the things that has really made a difference for me is remembering what this time is really about,
Exactly.
and that's something that takes place in our heart any time of the year, and that this is only a temporary small moment in time, and to take care of our loved ones, we have to do what's best. And it's sad and it's hard, and it's But, you know, there's going to be a huge celebration when everybody is healthy and strong and we can get back together again. And so to do what's right for people is, I think, an important thing to do.
Well, I think that was a wonderful way to end the show because people need to know they're not alone.
Thank you.
You're not alone.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight. And it was so delightful and interesting. Tell our listeners, you know, where they can get a hold of your book and learn more if they want to learn about doing angel cards or connecting with your angel.
ShantaGabriel.com is my website. And I have blogs on there. There's a free meditation that just was up for the 12/12. And we're in a really important time. We're in an important time astrologically and everything right now because of this. We're coming into this really beautiful Christmas time. And also there's this time of connection where the actual stars, Saturn and Jupiter are coming together, which looks like the Christmas star. They're such huge planets that when they come close, they look like the Christmas star. And so that's like every 800 years or
That's great. Happened. We'll have to check that out. I'm going to check it out myself too. Thank you for sharing that with us.
God bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you again for coming on the show. Jason, tell our audience where someone can get in touch with you guys to do a paranormal investigation.
You can reach us on Facebook at Pittsburgh Paranormal Society. You can see some updated footage from investigations and everything. If you want to leave us a message, we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Talk about your incidents or set something up to help you out. You can also check us out on Instagram, Pittsburgh_Paranormal_Society, where we just keep people updated with real raw footage that we gather. And once again, you can message us there as well, and we'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Awesome. And please check out my author page and make sure you definitely subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you think you'd be great for a sponsor, please give us an email at chasingprophecyradio@gmail.com. So guys, I want to let you all know, have a wonderful Merry Christmas. We won't be on for 2 weeks. Have a Happy New Year. Stay safe. And we'll see you next year. And thanks again for tuning in to Chasing Prophecy.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.